Sheffield in the morning.
Chef Philip Friedman, good morning to you.
Good morning, team. How are you?
We're very well, thank you. Now, listen, Chef, I've explained the whole thing behind Kitchens with Compassion and where you guys were and that you were wanting to start this project, but this pandemic has just made you sort of fast-track it.
Yeah.
You're using the Thava Indian restaurant in Norwood.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so what happened, Mr. Matthew, the owner of the restaurant, very into charities and helping others, said, well, here's my kitchen, here's my team of chefs, please, let's help people. So we got into a partnership with NOSH, Food Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they supply us with the ingredients.
Yeah.
And then all my life I wanted to do a Ready Steady Cook program.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the morning we do Ready Steady Cook. We see what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
We take what we've got and we transform that into anything between 400 to 700 meals. And then once again, NOSH then calls up on their various charities that they take care of. One being Hot Care, because we spoke to Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come and collect, and then they take it back, and we feed all these souls that need that need food, especially in these times.
Philippe, there are two things here. One is getting the food in,
mm-hmm.
because you guys are quite capable of prepping it once it's there. The other one is getting food out. A lot of people already asking, I'm looking at our WhatsApp line, how can we help? What can we do? What do we
okay.
do to help you?
Yeah.
Is there any way that the general public can be involved in this?
No, absolutely. And we were lucky after a couple of posts we did on Facebook, a lot of our clients at Thava, a lot of the clients at Thava phoned us and said, perfect, I've got 1,000 rand, 5,000 rand, whatever, 100 rand, whatever the case is. But what we've done is that One way is to get hold of NOSH. So if you go on Facebook, NOSH Food Rescue, they've got a way of doing it. The other way is to give us a call at info@thava. Okay, we will then send you an order sheet. Okay, because Mr. Matthew doesn't want this to be completely transparent.
Yeah.
So instead of us accepting cash,
yeah,
we will send you order sheets from some of our suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
You check. I want to sponsor 3 bags of rice and whatever, oil and meat and whatever.
Yeah.
You take, you pay the supplier direct.
So you do an EFT.
That's wonderful.
You do an EFT to the supplier. You then TC us, obviously, a copy of the EFT and the order. That's the same thing that you did to the supplier. And then the next day we get the goods.
Okay, that is absolutely transparent as well, and I think a lot of people would prefer that because you know, if you say, okay, well, here's 1,000 rand, you're not sure where the 1,000 rand is going, but if you're saying, I want to supply rice for a week, and it's going to cost me X amount, and I pay the supplier, and you guys get the rice, and then you go ahead and do your bit.
And I think just to reiterate that it's one thing, as you say, to give money. But if I know for a fact, especially now when I might have a little bit more disposable income because I'm not going out and I'm not spending on going out to eat, for example.
Or petrol.
There
or,
we go.
Yeah.
I can take that money and go, right, this is how many meals I can sponsor by buying the meat, buying the maize, whatever is available. Yeah. That's what I can do. And I think people will be quite surprised on how much they spend eating out usually.
Exactly.
Compared to what they can buy
for
those less fortunate.
Exactly.
And also what we do to help, obviously, all these volunteers, which obviously we give or NOSH organizes permits for, what we do is that we've also opened an account at the petrol station just about 400 meters from the shop. But all the people that keep a logbook, all the volunteers have to keep a logbook, and whatever run around they do for NOSH and Kitchen of Compassion and all that, we will then give them a voucher and participate to the petrol. So we also got, you can also say, well, I want to participate at some petrol. We will give you the account we opened. You pay straight into the petrol account, and that money is used strictly for us to be able, because If you got goods at home, or if you're a supplier that is unfortunately closed at this point in time, and you happen to have bags of beans or drums of oil or extra meat in your freezer that you can't move, phone us. We'll come and fetch it.
Okay. Because you guys have the permits to be able to travel around, because you are an essential service provider.
Correct.
Yeah.
And also what's very important to us is that, yes, we're trying, when we speak to the charities, we ask them to please to stay as healthy and sanitized as possible. So to add to everything, on top of the food, we send gloves, masks, sanitizers, hair nets. So to make sure that, you know, whatever good food that we prepare here is served in the correct conditions.
Yeah. You've really thought of everything. Like, you've really thought of every single aspect. There's not one thing, there's not one loose end, Jim. I mean, if you found one, there's not one loose end here. Everything from start to finish, before a carrot gets cut, has been thought of here.
Well, that's why Hot Cares got involved, because that's how we operate with Hot Cares as well, is we make sure that things are done the right way, in a sustainable way, to make a meaningful difference in the lives of people around us. Absolutely fantastic.
And talking about the Hot Cares, so yesterday you mentioned we went to Deep Throat, to one of your one of the Hot Cares. Yes, we went, and I mean, Abraham that came to fetch promised us that he would make sure that everything would be done in order, and he sent us a note that we obviously flooded Facebook with, and really he made sure you look at those pictures and. They're not makeups. They're genuine pictures of what happened during that day. He made sure that they had a meter in between the people, that everybody was all the people serving the food at least were in it, and masks and gloves, and the food was served. And you know what's amazing is that a lot of the charities come to us and say, we got 200 people. Okay, so we sent for 200 people. Unfortunately, or fortunately, it's an Indian restaurant, so obviously it's like a Jewish family. 200 people feeds about 600 normal people. So, but they make one or two phone calls to say, oh, by the way, please come at 12 o'clock to get food, and 300-400 people turn up at the door.
Yeah.
Say, please, can you feed us? Because we need to. And as chefs, this is where you see why chefs have been put on this earth. We've been put on this earth to feed people. Some of us feed people at 1,500 rand a head, and some of us feed people at 200 rand a head. But at the end of the day, we need to feed people. That's what we need to do. And this is why the appeal. So we've got on one side what we're doing, which is the bulk, and then on the other side there's the hot deal, where there's about 60 chefs that have offered their services to cook from home, because we understand that people don't want to go out. We understand that. So what we do is that we're busy sorting out the logistic issues, where food will be delivered to their homes. They will produce 30 or 40 portions, and then food will be collected and then delivered to people also.
Philippe, it's an amazing initiative that you've fast-tracked wonderfully in this concern, and we'll keep in touch with you and keep people updated. Just give us those ways that people can get hold of you if they're wanting to get involved and make donations once again.
Okay, so please go to Facebook, go on to Nosh Food Rescue, and all the details are there, or send us an email at info@tava.co.za, and hopefully on your website we'll be able to find some information for them to be able to help us.
Absolutely. We'll put all that information up on our Hot 919 website as well. We'll put up the pictures that were taken in Dipswood yesterday, so you can see exactly
Incredible.
How the operation runs. And how well it runs.
You see where you can put your money.
And you can see where you can put your money. We'll actually put up a sample copy of the order sheet, so you can see what you would be sent and how you can get involved. Philippe Friedman, chef, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for what you're doing in the community.
And thank you for keeping our minds happy while I keep your tummies happy.
Chef Philip Friedman, thank you very much for your time, my mate. Nice talking to you once again. As I said, we'll put all those details up on our website.
Yes, we will.
And you can go and have a look at that. And if you wanted to get involved, we'd appreciate it at this time of distress for so many people.
Here it comes. It's Mansfield in the Morning. Driven by Sandown Motors, your Mercedes-Benz partner on